You are listening to Havo Audio's production of A Place on Earth by Wendell Berry. This book is read by Paul Michael. This book is 321 pages long and is divided into 17 chapters. This recording was produced in 2007 by Havo Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Havo Audio. Please visit www.havoaudio.com and www.christianaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Part 1. Chapter 1. The Empty Store. The seed bins are empty. The counters and rows of shelves along the walls, stripped of merchandise, contain only slanting shadows and the slanting rainy light from the front windows. The interior of the store has been reduced to a severe geometrical order, over which the light breaks without force, colored but not brightened by the white of the walls, the pale green of the counters and shelves. Its swept surfaces outline precisely the dimension of its silence and emptiness. But the strict order and cleanness of the room make it a silence that seems actively expectant of sound, a carefully tended emptiness anticipating an arrival. In the back, near the entrance to a small screened-off area once used as an office, a black iron safe stands against the wall. When Frank Lathrop cleaned out the store after his son Jasper went into the army at the beginning of the war, he left the door of the safe ajar for fear that if he closed it, he would never be able to work the combination to open it again. He did not foresee that he would ever want to open it again.